On Monday, we heard how our faith needs an object, something to believe in. The Lord's Apostle gives us one such promise in the 4th chapter of Philippians, the 19th chapter, 19th verse. And my God will meet all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, I think most of you know me, but there may be something about me of which you're not fully aware, and that is that at one time, I was actually younger than you are now. I believe Eisenhower had become president when my father told me something that an older pastor had many years before impressed upon him. And that is, you can't outgive God. I don't know why I happened to remember that little saying, but it is the message of this verse. The Philippians had sent Paul a gift to help him with his needs in the ministry. And it was by no means the first time that they had contributed like this. But they had needs too. What if they gave too much and then did not have enough left for their basic needs in life? Paul says, you can't outgive God. My God will meet all your needs. One of the reasons that you can't outgive God is that He knows all your needs better than you do. That's implied in the promise to meet all your needs. It often happens with us, doesn't it, that we would like to give help to someone and we don't really know what to do. We don't know what they really need. Perhaps don't even know what is troubling them at all. But that doesn't happen with God. He knew our needs even when we did not, and met them, every one, on the cross. A young SEM student once had a younger sister to whom he had promised a ride to a party being put on by the youth group of a sister congregation, maybe 30, 35 miles away. What he had not foreseen was that when the day finally came, he was still in the Saginaw Open tennis tournament to the quarterfinals. He had said he would take her to the party, however, before he had entered the tournament. So he forfeited the tournament to drive his sister those 30-some miles to the party. At that party, he met for the first time one of his sister's friends from the other congregation who would become his wife. He thought he was giving up a great opportunity in athletics, but the Lord gave him his life's companion, my mother. You can't outgive God. After all, God had a big head start in the giving department, didn't He? He chose us in connection with Christ Jesus before the creation of the world and freely gave His glorious grace in the one He loves. He gave His own Son that through His blood we might receive redemption, the forgiveness of sins. What's more, His riches in Christ Jesus that Paul speaks of here are glorious. He has a lot more to give than we do. We have a few years to give. And even if we lived to be 100, we would not be around all through the lives of those we love. Nor would we always have the strength to give help to them. But His riches continue to shine forth in all their glory and ever-present help in time of trouble. That's why Moses once gave up his prospects in Egypt, when he was in line to become a great leader in the country, he regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. Yes, he ended up with the treasures of Egypt too, as the Egyptians begged them to leave during the last plague and forced their treasures upon them. But he already had greater riches in Christ Jesus, an inheritance that will never perish, spoil, or fade. You can't outgive God. To the least of his disciples, he has given the unsearchable riches of Christ, as Paul calls the gospel in the letter to the Ephesians. He has given us a heavenly Father who loves us and promises to meet our every need. That's why, for example, husbands and wives can give themselves not 50-50, but 100% to each other. They don't have to watch their backs, because their dear Father, for Jesus' sake, is doing exactly that. And that is why we can all submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. If it costs us our life, our goods, our fame, child, wife, it all still works together for our good. We rule. The kingdom remains ours. But is it enough? Listen to one more word. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. If the Albrecht brothers, Carl and Theo, were to come here from Germany, where they live, and give you each $100, that would be a generous gift out of their riches. But they are the brothers who inherited their mother's grocery store after World War II and turned it into Aldi's. If they gave you a gift according to, in proportion to, their riches, it would be considerably larger. For together their net worth in 2009 is listed at 40.3 billion U.S. dollars. Now the God whom Paul calls my God is the one whom you call my shepherd. All things were made by him. In him all things hold together. All authority is his in heaven and on earth. And he meets your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. You can't outgive him. Give him thanks. Hymn 742, stanzas 1 and 3.